You know, it's a volunteer, and you want to volunteer for that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regular scheduled meeting of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee for Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. Present at the start of the meeting is Alderman Johnson, Alderman Cody, Alderman Yates, Alderman Fuller, Committee Clerk Danielle Delaney, and myself, Alderman Ciccone. Our first item for this evening, 160-14. Alicia Wilson, 77 Eleanor Road, Newton Harris, appointed as the resident member of the Traffic Council, pursuant to Section 19-25I of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances, 2012, for a term to expire on April 15, 2017. Alicia, would you like to come up and join us? And Alderman Harney, this is yours from
Robert. You're studying up for something?
Secret.
Welcome. A few words. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Newton since 1979. I had two kids who graduated from Newton South. I've been a transportation planner since 1975. I have a master's in regional planning from UNC Chapel Hill. I've worked in several areas of transportation planning, transit planning, traffic analysis and design. I did modeling at one time. And I've done several, I work for the Boston Region MTO staff, and I've done several projects in the Newton area. One was a Newton Corner study. One was the Washington Street corridor to look at possible cut-through traffic. What else? I know there are two more, and I've worked on other people's studies in Newton. One was the Dedham Street study. Route 9 study between the Brookline Town Line and Woodward and Elliott.
Just up there. Sounds wonderful. It's quite a resume. Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
I move approval.
Right.
Before she leaves.
Did she laugh or cry when she went to Newton Corner?
Oh, the circle is there. Yeah. 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 Happy name! I hate going from there. Yeah.
Or just take the bus.
Take the bus, say.
Yeah, right.
Your first charge is to create a circle of life, and get working on that.
All right. Any other questions? No. Alderman Johnson moved approval. All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and welcome aboard. It's going to be a pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Just one of your predecessors started off in this position, one as planning and development director. So,
but oh, really?
That's
That is true. But I'm closer to retirement. I don't know if that will happen.
You never know.
There's no retirement age on traffic council. So.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, they just throw you in the circle of death.
Let you find your way up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And hope the sharps and try to get into the buses.
Thank you very much. Okay, on to our second item of this evening, 213-14, parens A and B, Boston College of Transportation, request for annual renewal of the Boston College bus license. There are no changes proposed to last year's licenses. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good evening.
And we were joined by Alderman Harney and Lipoff. I apologize. Nice to see you again, gentlemen.
Nice to see you. We come every year. I'm Frank Stearns. This is P.J. Capodanno from Boston College. For those of you who aren't familiar with what we have here, we have a series of licenses that we renew every year. for the Boston College shuttle buses that run between the two campuses and service students and the faculty and administrators who need to take rides. PJ runs the program. He keeps track of utilization. He keeps track of the fleet. He keeps track of whether there are any concerns coming from the students, whether there are any concerns coming from the citizens of Newton along which the bus route travels. Kind of use this as an opportunity every year to come in, and sometimes we propose some changes, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we present some information if we've done any studies. Last year, with the encouragement of some of the aldermen and from some of the students, we made one change to the route where we added on Sunday day, taking the Newton route and running it through Newton Center, still going between the two campuses, but running it through Newton Center so that the students could visit the merchants, do some shopping, go out to eat, whatever, and then continue on.
Can you talk a little bit about that, you know, the ridership and how that's working?
Certainly. We received nothing but favorable feedback from the students. They love being able to have that access to that out of the city. We probably average about 50 to 100 passengers hopping on and jumping in there each day.
Great.
That's
so
great.
That's awesome. Received.
But that's only on Sunday that you're doing the Newton Center stop.
Correct.
Presently. So, if you're interested, we think you will be, we don't need to do this, but we would be interested in extending the times when the route goes to Newton Center to include weekday, Monday to Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. So it would be two routes that run in that period, but it would be a way to sort of take the success on Sunday and see if we can continue to, I'm not really going to call it expand it, because it's the same route, and it's limited to 1 hour a day, but it would be on the Monday to Friday in the evening, give kids a chance to go to the small restaurants or CVS or whatever. And
how would 1 hour work for the students, though?
Yeah,
they get dropped off, and then
it's kind of tough.
They would drop off at 7,
yeah,
and then pick back up at 8, where it's so close to campus, if they chose to walk or take the T, take the reservoir stop and take the shuttle, they could do that as well.
Okay.
Seems a little tight. It seems like, you know, 6 to 8, then they can do both things, but I don't know if remember.
But that seems like it's probably running back and forth.
You can stop at your house on the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
They go, we're licensed at 12 to 6, I want to say it's about 6 o'clock.
Okay, so it's a big night spot, so they can go at different times, they can spend a few hours and come back.
Yeah,
so any desire to do 6 to 8 or 7 to 9 or something like that, just to give them a little more time.
I'm pretty sure the students would be very happy with a 7 to
9. I just think it's more realistic. You know, an hour, I think, it's just too quick.
Sure.
It might be a little more leisurely on the Sunday, and the Monday to Friday might be more, I've got to get a quick dinner or quick shopping, and then, but
that also helps kids that want to run to town, possibly, somewhere else on the T. Right, so they can get the T, get off, they get on the shuttle, and head back to the campus also.
Yeah, they get up.
So I think it's a win-win for us because it's not increasing the parking in the center,
right?
But we're increasing the number of people. So
exactly.
It's like, you know.
Right, and it's not during the congested time.
Right.
And we haven't heard any complaints from anybody. So
zero.
The route that gets close to the center, because you stop. Do you remember where the bus actually stops?
At Lyman, near the bank.
Yes, it's in here. It's on. Citizens Bank.
Just got the by headquarters.
I'm sorry.
Citizens in Brooklyn. So it's that little area off there, which you can easily
draw. But anyway,
it's not residential.
Right. Okay. PJ, I got a question for you. I know you guys are you still revolving the buses to burn a cleaner diesel fuel?
We are. That's continuing to be done. It's a 5% biodiesel.
Okay.
It's utilized. You can stand right behind it and you're not inhaling black smoke or anything like that. They burn very clean.
That's
and we'll
great.
Be adding two more to the fleet this academic year.
That's great. I mean, can't say enough.
Any other questions? Go ahead, Alderman Foley.
There's a little bit just brainstorming. It did get past brainstorming whether you would ever want to do a loop that also hit Newton Center, Chestnut Hill Square, and the street. Have you done any more thinking about that? That also strikes me as areas that the students would like to go, and they're all Newton.
Yeah, but they can take the T, can't they?
I can't get to Chestnut Hill Square easily with the T.
Sure you can. Oh, Chestnut Hill Square, right. I'm thinking the street.
They have to keep their loop going for constant pickups, don't you, for the two campuses, and that would take you for far out, wouldn't it?
You do. Our flexibility is decreased with the added distance.
You're
going over state roads, and we can go over Hammond Street, so there's some other ways to go.
One of my partners, I told him what I was doing tonight, he was telling me about his son, who's a sophomore, who relies on the technology on his phone, so he waits with the point. He knows exactly when
the bus is coming.
Right. The bus, so it's all like...
You can watch the building.
Like clockwork.
Flurry of students come out, because they're all on their smartphone, they know it's coming, and they don't have to stand out in the rain.
They can track the bus. The bus has a track.
Yeah. And there's an app right on your iPhone or your Android.
They do it all on buses now, all of them.
Yeah, it's great.
That's great.
Unfortunately, the green line doesn't.
I'm happy to move it.
Alderman Fuller moves approval. All those in favor? 7-0, and one abstention, and one not voting.
As long as we've got them, I ask one more question.
Sure.
Talk to us a little bit how the football season went this year, and bus and traffic, and go from that narrow perspective. Not what happened on the field.
It got better.
It did. Fantastic. We didn't have any issues as a former member of the Transportation Advisory Council. We still engage in that process with our partners in the neighborhoods and the other law enforcement organizations. Everything went smoothly, no issues, no traffic-related issues. We had a good year off the field.
Just need to let the rest of us know when the university or college needs to let the rest of the city know when there are games so you don't go up there.
And how's basketball and hockey doing?
Very well. The stadium capacity, the non-conformity is so much less than alumni stadium. Student population and T coming population. It's very, very manageable. The egress is over so much quicker.
Gentlemen, you made it again. Nice to see you, Frank.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Technical question. We approved that change for the weekday. Did that be written up in this? Or?
Is that what
said no changes, and we just okayed some changes. I don't know if that needs to be written up.
Well, on page 4, I think maybe Danielle, I can
start. Stock is in there.
On page 4 of the license, 188.13A, where right now we've got for the Newton Center route, Sunday's only 12 to 6. We can just add Monday to Friday. Would you say 7 to 9?
7 to 9. 7 to 9 would be good because it's also the traffic rush hour.
Yeah. He gives you some flexibility. Even if you only do it 7 to 8.
So it should be as amended.
As amended, so we'll revote it. That's a good point. We're going to have to revote this as amended.
Okay. I'll move it as amended.
7-0.
It's
7-0.
Page 4B.
Yeah.
7-0.
Page 4, little b.
B. 7-9.
Top of the page. 2 days and hours is not personal.
7-9. 7-9. That's what we said.
And best of luck, guys. And if you, for some reason, seem to think that you might have to change the hours, just give us a yell, and we'll have you back in quick, and we'll make the change. Okay.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
That's a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are joined by Alderman Schwartz.
Okay.
Thank you. Tobacco.
187-14. Police Department submitting reports of semi-annual taxi license, public auto inspection for review. And Officer Marini, it's always a pleasure.
Good
Oh, no, he's got
a neighbor.
Left on. We that bad?
He's ready.
My shift has changed. I'm working first half now, so.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know. We've had some rancor at City Hall lately, so it's probably a good thing.
Okay, so I think everybody's aware of what goes on here, and anybody that isn't, we do the taxi inspections. The police department goes in after they've had the meters sealed, and they go in and do their inspections with all the taxi cabs. And without further ado, I'll give it to Rocco, because he's the main man anyway.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, on twice a year they get inspected. I go through the cars inside and out. Maybe certain criteria that gets passed or not. We changed the new format now for the forms for the business addresses as well as the business phone numbers for the direct contact.
It is great. Thank you.
This year, we as going down the list, veterans taxi, a new, they passed all their vehicles, passed the inspection. When we down new yellow cab on 4th Street, they passed their inspection. Holders taxi passed their inspection. Newton Cab Incorporated, they passed their inspection as well. Newton Taxi Company, they passed. Luxury Cab passed. Newton Town Taxi passed.
Great.
Newton Metro Cab. Being Town Carriage LLC, that's a livery company. They passed their inspection.
Where do they keep their vehicles?
Where they keep their vehicles, I don't know. Went to the registry and got the excise taxes, like in that place you got an excise tax bill.
Well, what did you inspect, or did they bring them to the station?
No, they bring them to me. What I do as far as like with the veterans taxi, I go to the facility because they have on-site garage and maybe carry anything up here right away, same as Yellow Cab. The other groups are more like smaller independent groups, and they have and they bring the, and I set up dates and times, and they bring them to me.
I just wondered about Beantown, because there's no room to store vehicles on the fourth floor at 98.
Right, yeah, that's just the business address. That's where he does his business out of.
We go through this every year, Alderman Yates.
Yeah.
He may
you ask the same question.
I do.
Yep.
You call them up.
They might be slipping it through.
Call them and ask them.
They don't leave there overnight. You have the overnight parking. That would be something on record. I would keep a, that would keep track of, and I would follow up. But.
Okay, well.
Move down the list. For the public autos, we have the Walden Group. They passed their inspection, as well as Dawn's Car Service. Newton Car Service, Public Auto 8, they passed, as well as Newton Coach. And the last one was the Newton Cab. That those are independent guys as well.
It's interesting they all passed this year. Usually they're not.
Yeah. Things are getting a little tighter. And we talked before, but we're in the process of making some changes to the changes in the industry, these taxis and liveries, to keep up with them, we're changing some of the ordinances, and I've made them all full aware of some of the ordinances that may be approved sooner or later that are coming up.
So I have a couple of questions.
Regulations are good, absolutely. Alderman Cody.
Is there an age cutoff on these cars, like 5 years, 10 years, or 10?
Yes.
And then the other thing is, have some of these failed and then later passed? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they didn't all like just walk in and pass?
No. Okay. What happens, they'll have like taillights out, or they'll have taillight out. Something will be wrong, they'll have to fix the issue, and I have to re-inspect it, because it won't pass until it does.
Okay.
And then that's when I finally know, and I give them a two-week window, depending on the issue. I usually give them a two-week window to fix it, repair it, and get it back to me. That's what, the ordinance is like every October, the annual inspection, and every March is a semi-annual. So this way here, I try to have things all rubbed up by May.
Yeah.
And if not, I want to put them out of service.
Okay. Oh, good.
And this is in addition to their state inspection.
Yes.
And you're looking, I've never heard complaints on the interiors, but you're checking the interior too.
Seat belts.
Yeah, yes. Seat belts. And
grip seats. Yeah. It's got to be clean.
It's got to be nice looking cab.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want any, graffiti, dirt. We don't want rip seats, seat belts not working. And now, we just 2 years ago, we just passed a new ordinance. So now, the passenger inside the vehicle, we're able to see which cab number they're in. So if anything should happen in emergency, they'd be able to tell, look, they're required to have the placard behind the seat to see what kind of cab, that vehicle, cab company, phone number, and registration number.
Oh, good.
Is that New York City?
That's what was taken from. There was a woman here that used to send her daughter in a cab in New York City, and she wondered why we didn't do it here. And she was pretty adamant. I said, you know what? I'll talk it for you. So then she came in, and we talked about it, and these guys agreed it was a good idea. So that was working out well. That really worked out well. Well, Rock, thank you. I'm sorry, Alderman Schwartz.
Do you want to remember correctly that we added or increased a fee for this last year, or was that on a different...
That's going to be moving forward. That's going to be coming out soon.
That's next.
Yeah, we talked about it, though. You're right.
Yes,
we did talk about it.
Because, I mean, you obviously do a lot of work to do this, and I think in our discussion we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were bringing in enough to pay for that, or at least to part pay for that.
Absolutely, yes. We have we actually have a final draft. I think it just has to get reviewed by Marie Lawa in the law department for a final review, and we're going to be presenting to this board shortly.
Wonderful. Oh, it's nice to have you.
I have an important question.
Sure.
Why are your patches on your uniform different than everybody else's?
Mine, I do the truck. I also, as well as the taxi liveries, I also do crash recon and I do all the commercial motor vehicle enforcement. And with these patches, I go underneath those trucks and I check the frames, and they're always leaking oil, grease, and I get just covered. So this way here, if I wore the yellow patch, all it would be is dirty.
Yeah.
So, the reason is...
Glad I asked. Inquiring minds want to know.
On behalf of the residents of Hammond Street area, I also have a particular thank you because he's done a great job of enforcement gotten a lot of revenue for the city recently on Hammond Street to go over the bridge, and the commercial trucks are too heavy.
Yeah.
Big customer, they have to move from Route 9 by BC and vice versa, you know.
I never know that.
No, it's a school way being by the state. It's, especially at the bridge, it's a weight violation of the bridge, as well as a school way by the state. So, no trucks are big or small, I inspect them all.
That's a great service.
All the 18-wheelers.
He's had that for a while.
Tractor trailers.
Not that long.
Yeah, it's been certified. It took about a whole year of training.
He helped me.
And inspection to finally get certified by the feds as well as the state to get the training.
He was doing something.
Yeah, but it's been up and running. It's been a great program, and we've brought in a lot of revenue, and I've taken a lot of trucks off the road that shouldn't be there.
And you saw them personally, or?
Yep. Converse and LeBuck, there was a thing that happened a while back, and you don't need probable cause to pull, you need probable cause to pull over a vehicle for an infraction. With a commercial motor vehicle, you're federally certified, you do random safety administration checks, which allows you to just pull them over for a random.
You're pulling a lot of people over, and that's why you were in the vest.
Always. I even walked right across the street.
Now, Rocco, you can pull them over just to check their logbooks too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You can check the documents, you can pull them over. There's like different levels of inspections you do. Some of them are just other proper paperwork. The second one will be just like a whole walk around. And third, in the level three, actually it's actually level one, it goes reverse, but level one, you do a complete check of a frame, spring, shocks, steering, brakes, tires, rims. You go through the whole truck, soup to nuts. And, you know, what you find is a lot of hazmat violations. A lot of these like landscape companies will have 5 gallons of fuel. They'll be tipped over, leaking all over the place. You have them having, you know, they'll have like a backhoe on top of a trailer that's unsecured properly. You know, because all those chains have certain weight limitations, and you have to working load limits, and you got to check all that, see if there's violations there. And like, it's pretty involved, but you got to be right, because if you let that truck go and something happens, falls back on me.
Yeah.
So that's why this up here you have to be right on.
So there's another patrol officer pulls over a vehicle. Can he randomly pull it over also, or does it just have to be you?
No, you have to be federally certified.
Federally certified, you have
to. Yeah. But
not only is he certifiable, he's certified.
Yes, if they pull over a truck, say some kind of infraction, uncovered load would be a way in.
Yeah.
They could request me, I could come over, and then I could do a full inspection from there. And I've done that too, because there's been a lot of 18-wheelers in Charles Bank Road by the corner.
Oh, jeez.
We get a lot of phone calls down there because it's an excluded way as well.
Yeah.
And they take the shot, and then they can't make the turn, and we get trucks there stuck all the time. And then I kind of introduce myself. And that's another separate issue.
The old day.
Yeah.
Alderman Yates?
Yeah, I was just wondering, I know that Quinnipiquin Road is a DCR parkway. Truck traffic is excluded.
What did you say he was going to ask about this?
Yeah.
Well, you ask every year.
Hey, at least I'm
Consistent.
That's the word.
How long did it take?
I'm on the upset.
Maybe a little over 60 seconds.
Do you have anything down there, or is that basically left to what DCR and enforce their
I know we've been down there a lot for speed enforcement. Okay. Truck enforcement, I haven't been there too much because I it's been very busy. Yeah, we've had a lot going on, but I can make it a point to go down there, no problem.
Okay, well, actually, the thing that got me was up at Route 16, where at one end of Quinn and McQuinn, they put up these very nice, highly visible, highly readable signs that say Quinn and McQuinn Road this way, and they don't have the truck exclusion on them from there. It just seemed like...
Yeah, I have a list of streets that's in Newton. I believe there's five streets in Newton that are excluded away, recognized by the state.
Uh-huh. Well, hope they're all observed thoroughly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I get a motion?
I'll move it.
Okay. Alderman Lynch has moved. 187-14. This is for the taxi inspections. All those in favor? 7-0. One not voting. Thank you, Rock. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate
what you guys are doing, too. I like the fact that you guys are really going to town with the regulations and stuff. That's really cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Where's your 817?